It's good to be here. Let me just say too, I do want all the prayers of this church body over these next couple of days for all of this situation, and I personally want them as the pastor and going to be privileged, I'll say, and honored to do this homegoing, and I especially want them. I just do. I've told the Lord. I said, as soon as I talked to Jordan and Kayla there yesterday. I said, Lord, I just give me Jesus. I did tell the Lord this. I said, Lord, don't let me say nothing stupid. You know what I mean? Just don't let me say nothing stupid. Because it's times like that that sometimes you go into what's familiar, or you'll go into your pastor mode, trying to say the pastor thing, and it's just stupid sometimes. It just is. So I don't want to do that. I want to say God things. I want to say God things. I want to say healing things. He sent his word and healed them. That's what I want, Lord. I want the word that heals. So you pray for me. You pray for me, because I'm definitely not, this is definitely above my task or my ability. But with God, I know it's very much okay. So you just help me pray. Amen. All righty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I've noticed something as I've deal with people and deal with situations. And about every area of life, you can about figure this, whatever the area is. I've noticed when people are, and I'm going to use this word. It really comes from last week's message. And I'm going to use this word. I'm going to use this word thrilled. Thrilled. You know, when people are thrilled about a situation, they do really good. You ever notice that? You ever been thrilled about something? Excited, ecstatic, really into it, can't wait. That's like me. You know, there's a lot of things I'm thrilled with. There's a lot of things. I'm thrilled when hunting season comes. Amen. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with the various parts of life, thrilled with Bug, thrilled with Cindy, thrilled with... I'm thrilled this morning to be here, even with heavy heart. I'm thrilled because I know this is where the healing's at. I'm thrilled about church. Come on, somebody. I'm thrilled about marriage. I'm thrilled about my kids. I'm thrilled about various aspects of life. And I'm definitely thrilled about God this morning. I realize when people are really doing good, they are thrilled. I mean, when they're thrilled, they really do good in life. Things just go so much better. Things just flow. It's not hard. It's not a struggle. And that comes really from last week's message, because last week I preached to you a little bit about pursuing happiness, chasing happiness. And as I sit and I always do this, I always kind of, debrief myself with God on Monday mornings after I've preached. I do the whole service that way a lot of times. I debrief with God, and as I kind of just getting my thoughts together for a new week, and I think back on everything, and I think back on things that were said. I think back on the ministry, on the message. You know what? I always believe I could preach much better on Monday morning than I did on Sunday. Because there's a whole lot of things I would mark off the list. And there's always these things that have come to mind. It's kind of like revelation. It's like walking with God. Each step, until you take that step, you really don't know how good the next step, or really don't know what the next step is. And as I preach, that's really what that is. And it ain't till I preach it, and I've tried this. I've tried to preach it to the air. I've tried to preach it to myself. I've tried to preach it to the cows. And it still ain't like being in his house with you guys in this anointing and under his calling, because I'm not really called just to preach it to the air. But when I get here, it's like there's this new realm. And I usually say, well, that's how come I very seldom use the notes, because it's progressive. It's every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that's why Monday mornings are so powerful, because I like got all this fresh revelation. I like, dang, go on. Lord, why didn't I have that yesterday? That was so good. And that's really what happened this week. I sat there and I dwelt on it. And though I believe everything we talked about, I believed what we talked about chasing happiness, and only true happiness is found chasing him and chasing God. And I believe every bit of that, and I believe that's where it's all found. But the Lord, out of that text that I preached to you out of Hebrews, the Lord put something on my heart, because we've seen how Moses chose not to chase the pleasures of the world. but rather chose to chase the pleasures he had in God. You know, and this is kind of the thought that come to my mind. You know, we've seen that sin does have pleasures for a season. We know that. And the Lord put something in my heart as I was sitting there thinking about that. And you know, sometimes sin is thrilling. What the Lord said. Sin is at times thrilling. That's why people chase it sometimes. Many times sin is thrilling. And people's just looking for life. They're looking for happiness. They're looking, you know why? Because they've lost the thrill. I realize now that a lot of times, and maybe not in every case, but a lot of times people sin, I've sinned, you sin. When we've lost life, or we've lost the thrill of life, and we go searching and we go chasing, and sin presents itself, as we talked about last week. The enemy knows when to present it. He knows the trimmings to go along with it to make it look good. And in our heart, and you know I'm telling the truth, the sin floods our heart with a thrill. It does. I ain't never sinned a sin that I thought, well, this is going to be really nasty. This is going to be really rough on me. But I'm going to do it because I'm going to sin right here. No, you know what? We sin because it floods our heart with the promise, even stirs up carnal thrill. It's exciting. Makes the heart beat a little faster. Makes the blood pump up a little bit. We even see visions and how it should be. And with this, it's thrilling. Oh, at the times when I was a heathen, did I sin because it thought it was a thrill? Amen. Amen. Many a good person has sinned because they thought it was a thrill. But here's the thing. It was because the thrill was gone. The thrill was gone. Now, the Lord sent me here this morning. This is going to be really different this morning. You pray for me. You'll probably think I'm carnal today, but you still pray for me anyway. But the Lord sent me here this morning that we might find the thrill. Find the thrill again. Because it's easily lost. It's hard to keep the thrill. Like when you first got saved. Wasn't that a thrill? And boy, didn't you do good when you had the thrill. But boy, didn't it become a struggle when you begin to lose? I'm talking to somebody probably right now. You begin to lose the thrill of serving God. Begin to lose the thrill of being under His wing. Lose the thrill of servanthood. I mean, it's got to be a thrill when you say, I just want to be a servant. I just want to serve you. Oh, it's something powerfully in that thought of supernatural thrill when you just say, I just want to serve you, God. You remember when you told the Lord that? When you just say, I don't care what it is, I just want to serve. Thrilling. Thrilling. So this morning, the Lord had put something on my heart. I got to thinking about finding the thrill again. And then it's odd. It's odd how God works. It really is. I say that a lot. I say that to myself a lot, but it truly is. Because God put something on my heart. Believe us or not, I probably hadn't heard this for 30 plus years. Now, I can't remember what went on 3 weeks ago, hardly 3 days ago. I have to ask Cindy all the time. But ain't the Lord got a powerful way? This was all in the midst of what I was thinking about this. And I wasn't trying to dig up a message. I was just in communion with God. And I hadn't even dug into scriptures or anything hardly that morning. I was just praying and thinking and communing and just enjoying. The Lord brought something back when I was thinking about, that's what's wrong, God. You know, this is what I do in the morning. I sit and I talk to God just like me and you's talking. I told the Lord, that's exactly what's wrong. Oh, we've lost our thrill for serving you. We've lost our thrill in you. We've lost our thrill with walking with you. We've lost our thrill of salvation. We've lost our thrill of loving you. The excitement that come with it. I told the Lord, I said, that's it. And the Lord put something on my mind that I know it had been 30 plus years ago. Which I was a big... Here comes the carnal part. Here's the part where you can start praying for me. I was a big Southern rock fan in my day. Huge. Huge. I wasn't into the old country. Back in, we talked back when it was old country. And I wasn't into that. It just wasn't fast enough for me. It just was too much whining and too much belly aching for me. And it was just way too slow. I thought, well, that'll kill the hound dog. No wonder the hound dogs whine. That'll kill them. But now that Southern Rock, boy, I'm going to tell you right now, that would just hit my spot. And I liked several other great. Back then, of course, I'm going to tell my full age here. Back then, it was 8-track city. You wasn't cool unless you had. And this was an 8-track, and they went under the dash. They was about like a suitcase. And if you had fasteners, they always hit their knees on them because they were so big. Ain't we come a long ways, y'all? And we carried around this suitcase that had 8-tracks in it. Now, some of y'all don't have a clue. What is he talking about? It was like a suitcase full of, and that mine was full of stuff like Foreigner. Anybody remember them? Oh, Creedence, Clearwater. And it had Revival in the title, so it's holy. Holy was that CCR. Holy, I tell you. Even a little Boston, I can't deny it. A little Boston. A little Leonard. ZZ. Oh my goodness, y'all was there too, wasn't you? But there was, I had a couple of, but this one particular, I had this Eagles 8-track. Anybody remember the Eagles? Had this Eagle 8-track. And there was a song on there. I think it was on that I can remember even what it looked like. It was, I don't remember the name of the 8-track, but it was the one that had the cow head on it. The bone skull. See, y'all, what was it? Yeah, okay. But there was a song on that. There was a song on that particular, if I'm not mistaken, or it might have even been on one of the other ones, but I know Lion Eyes was on. Y'all remember Lion Eyes? Got them old lion. I tell a lot of people that anymore. I say, you got some Lion Eyes going on right now. And there was another song on there that I really liked, that Take It to the Limit One More Time. Hey, y'all feeling me, ain't you? Y'all feeling me? See, y'all getting this, y'all carnal with me now, okay. Yeah. But there was an old song on there, I think it was like a mid-70s song, late 70s song, that probably nobody heard much of. I don't remember it being real popular. Don't remember it having much radio time. I know one of the little establishments, and we won't go into where that was at or what that was, but one of the little establishments I used to visit back in those days, they played this one particular group. It would come and play some on Friday and Saturday night, played this song all the time. And it just become, at that time, to me, I thought, man, that is awesome. That is just good. And you know what? Time goes on, don't it? Time happens, goes on. And I guarantee you, I hadn't thought, well, the main thing is, I hadn't thought of that song probably since them days. Y'all ever did there? I hadn't. Until the other morning, sitting on my couch, communing with God. God can take the evil things. I'm going to go and say it like that so I can sanctify this right quick. And make it good. Turn it all around. And make it good. And as I sat there listening and thinking about that and rehearsing back in my mind, there was a song on there about, and I think this was the title, When the Thrill is Gone. Y'all remember that? See, some of you, they say that's not as popular as Take It to the Limit. Now, see, that's not as popular as that. But when the thrill, after the thrill is gone, and it so stirred me. Because you know me, I'm not big on words. I can't remember words. I make up our worship words if they're not on the board. I just do it. I just go with it. I get in a spirit of worship, and I just, whatever fills my head. I was like, I can't remember that one song. There's that one song that used to come on all the time on PARFM. I wish I could. Daddy was a preacher. Remember that song? Here's what I used to say. I used to say, Daddy was a preacher. Cindy was his wife. Trying to make the world a better place. I just do my own thing. I don't know what the word said. I remember I used to sing that like that. I just sung it like that. I still don't know really what the word is. Do y'all know? I don't know. Sounds like Cindy was his wife. It fits good for me. But I can't remember words. I can't remember words. So I got on my computer, and I dug up that old song. Now, I'm not going to play it. Somebody's like, are you going to play the Stinking Eagles this morning? No, I'm not going to play the Eagles this morning. Y'all's about ready to get your Vicks out.
Play that song one more time, preacher.
But I did look up the words because I remembered enough of the words. I thought, man, that, and God began to speak truth through them words. Is it okay? I want to read just a few of these words.
I want to read them to you.
After the thrill is gone. Now listen. This is the first verse. It's a fairly long song, so I'm not going to read it all, but this is the first verse. Same dances in the same old shoes, some habits that you can't lose. There is no telling what a man might use after the thrill is gone. The flame rises, but it soon descends. Empty pages in a frozen pen. You're not quite lovers, you're not quite friends after the thrill is gone. What can you do when your dreams come true and it's not quite like you planned? Time passes and you must move on. Half the distance takes twice as long. You keep on singing for the sake of the song after the thrill is gone. Same old dances, same old shoes. You get careful with the steps you choose. You don't really care about winning, but you just don't want to lose after the thrill is gone. There was so much truth in words that I know were penned for nightclubs or penned for hearts that were chasing some other way. But there was so much truth in that. So much truth in the aspect of what we go through and what we lose when the thrill's gone. What happens to us? What is kind of the evolution of where we end up? So this morning, I want to reflect on a couple truths that the Lord showed me out of that little song, out of that little morning, out of that little visit. And the reason I want to do it is so that we can find the thrill again. Find the thrill. Finding the thrill. And when I say finding the thrill, I'm talking about in God. Finding the thrill in serving Him. Finding the thrill in your salvation. Finding the thrill in your serving. Finding the thrill in holiness. There is a thrill in obedience. There's a thrill in mission. There's a thrill in our journey to heaven. There's a thrill. There's a thrill in witnessing. This whole thing should be just such a thrill. And we lose so much. When the church is thrilled, I believe much would go on. Amen. And I believe the same, there's much lost. There's much lost in the church and in our personal lives when the thrill is gone. Think about it this morning. That first verse of that song, he said, same old dances in the same old shoes. Some habits that you can't never lose. Think about it. After the thrill is gone. You know what? It's the truth of really how we get in a rut. There's a truth in that of how we find ourselves in the rut and in the mundaneness of life. Just the same old dances, same old shoes, some habits that are formed. Because the thrill. You know what? I thought about the children of Israel. Said, I ain't never seen it like this. He's going from the Eagles to the Israel. Well, just hang on with me a minute. There ain't no telling where we might end up before this morning's over. Think about it, though. Think about the children of Israel. Think about it. When Moses brought his message of deliverance, Moses come bringing this message to slaves who had been in bondage, what, 430 years. They'd been slaves. They'd been in the last 30, 40 years under great taskmasters, under great pressures, under great burdens and work and suffering and struggles. And Moses shows up under the unction of God, under the anointing of God, with this message that we're, God's going to take you out of here. God's going to take you out. You know what? The message thrilled those people. You know what? The message should. The gospel message this morning should bring a thrill to our hearts. In light of where we're at, and in light of our struggles, in light of the burns, and maybe in light of the habits, the gospel message should still bring a thrill, enough thrill to our life to help us break through or free from a rut. But he brought the message of liberation. He brought this message of freedom. And they got so excited. They got so fired up. And, of course, I guess it spewed over. Pharaoh added even more work and more work and more work and more work. But Moses kept preaching. And then Moses started bringing signs and plagues. And things started, just kept happening. I believe that it was a thrill of what God was doing. Ain't there a thrill sometimes in what God's doing? Such a thrill. It's good when God, last Sunday night, it was a thrill. Because what God was doing in little bitty lives, what God was doing in older lives, it was a thrill. They come and he brings this message of liberation. There's this move of God. There's this thrill. And it gets to the point. It gets to the point where finally, you know the story. Long story short, Pharaoh lets them go. Not only lets them go, but he's giving them gold and he's giving them silver and he's giving them more than they could carry. I mean, can you believe that? They carrying stuff out of there that they can't even carry at all. They not just got freedom. They coming out of there rich people. They coming out of there with all of Egypt's gold, all of Egypt's money. Can you imagine that? A bunch of old raggedy slaves in sackcloths and tater sacks. And some of y'all don't know what a tater sack is. Well, it's not good. It's not good. It was Calvin Klein tater sack, so. But they're coming out. They're coming out of Egypt with all this stuff. Can you imagine what a thrill? Or can you imagine? They carried. What do you got, Willie? I don't know what you got, Jimmy. Good grief. Can you imagine the thrill? What if we left here like that this morning? What if God manifested some great and glorious thing and he just filled the altars full of $100 bills? I don't know. I'm trying to think what would thrill you. And we just, he just said, go get it, my people. I mean, you're talking about a cat fight. You remember that time I lied to y'all and told you there was a $100 bill under one of the seats? Yeah. Y'all remember that? I ain't never in my life seen so many elbows and hind ends up in the air. And I was just trying to preach a message on let no man deceive you. And every one of you done diving up under that seat. Because I told you, I said, if it's under your seat, you can keep it. I mean, everybody. It was a couple skeptical ones like, they know me. Somebody said, I didn't know you were going to lie in church. I said, it was an illustration. It's not a lie when it's an illustration. Nothing but elbows and behinds, though, that morning. So I know that does stir. But can you imagine the thrill, all we could carry? Oh my goodness! I'm almost at the door now. I just get me a line going here, and it just keep coming. Just think of the thrill. That's how they come out of that. But think of this: how this story ends up going. They're a thrill. This just shows you where we end up when the thrill is gone. After the thrill is gone, they get to the Red Sea. God has to move again. Walls of water. That would just thrill me. I don't know about y'all. If to see something of that nature, oh my goodness. I ain't no big ocean fan, but I'd go to the ocean to see that. I'd say, gas her up, Sandy. We're going to the ocean. God's going to give us a path to England or something. Just to see it, you know. And they get on the other side, and the waters come down, and it destroys their enemies, buries their enemies. And it's so awesome. I think it's in Exodus, Exodus 13 or 14. Moses writes this song. It's this song of how great our God is, more or less. He starts singing, who is my, who is, it's our God. That's who it is. Who can overthrow Pharaoh? Our God with the blast of his nose. And I mean, he's just writing this song. He's singing. That's thrilled, ain't it? And it don't stop with Moses. Miriam and all the ladies, they get their tambourines out. Sing it, Moses. Come on, brother. Woo! Sing some of that right there, Mosey. Too much for y'all this morning, huh? Pouring it on. Thrilled. Thrilled. Boy, don't things go good when we're thrilled in God. Thrilled in God. They get about 3 days out from the... Y'all ever get about 3 days out from the... About 3 days out, they end up in a little place called Mara, where the only water there was bitter. Bitter water. See, here's the thought of that. You know, hard times, I say hard times will steal your thrill. I would tell you this morning, don't let hard times steal your thrill. Don't let hard times steal your thrill. Spent 40 years in a rut, didn't they? Some old habits that I just can't lose. Hard times. Still in the thrill. Same old dance, same old shoes. Some old habits that I just can't lose. After the thrill is gone. Amen. Amen. So I think in that we would understand, man, don't never forget, even in hard times, don't never forget the message of freedom. The message of liberation, the message of the gospel now in our age. Even in hard times, if you want to keep the thrill, you got to always keep the message of the gospel. Even in a time like this that our church and this family is going through, it's the message of we shall live again. Amen. That there is no death where we're going. That's the message. And that's don't that bring a thrill? I'm going to tell you what. You can search in a time like this throughout anything you want to search. You can search every system, every other alternative, and you'll not find anything in a time like this that'll bring you a thrill like, I am the resurrection and the life. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. Believe thou in this? Hey! It's a thrill to know that this ain't it. It's a thrill to know that eternity is so much more than even 80 years of life. It's a thrill to know. It's a thrill to know the message of the gospel. Where hard times, they might take your breath. They might kick you in the gut. They might cause you to sit down there and ponder a little bit. Regather yourself. But hard times will not take the thrill. Come on, somebody. I like what that second thing said in that little verse that we was reading. He said this. He says, the flame rises, but it soon descends. Empty pages and frozen pens. After that, the thrill is gone. Think about that. If ever there was a truth, that is a truth. If ever I've knew a truth, that's the truth. That when the thrill is not there, when inspiration begins to fall, when the flame begins to fall, inspiration, creativity, for everything in life, everything in life just dries up. Everything. When the flame begins, I don't care if we're talking about a marriage here or whatever we're talking about or a workplace. If all of a sudden you ain't thrilled about it and the flame begins to fall, all inspiration, all desire. You was getting up, you're supposed to be at work at 6 and you was there at 5:30. But I tell you, when this begins to fall, I'm going to get there about 6:15 maybe. How many know what I'm talking about this morning? When the thrill is gone, when the flame begins to descend, when the flame begins to come down, when the flame begins to diminish, all freshness, all newness, all inspiration, here's the thought in that, to find the thrill again, wherever it is. And I know this for a fact. I have to seek inspiration every day, every moment, every situation, every circumstance. You can't keep the flame up unless you're close to the flame giver. You got to seek that flame. You got to seek that. You got to keep. This is like the old temple in Israel. You got to keep the flame upon the altar burning. You got to feed the flame. You're not going to ever keep it going unless we feed it. We feed it and we feed it. Whatever your choice, whatever it is, feed your flame. This whole book is inspired. It's an inspiration from God. The words thereon. Though there's times I struggle. I read. And there's very little. The flame is descending. There's very little. But I seek and I struggle and I seek and I struggle and I seek to feed the flame. Worship feeds the flame. Church feeds the flame. Prayer, one for another, feeds the flame. Calling and ministry and whatever else feeds the flame. God's Holy Spirit, my God in heaven, feeds the flame. Baptize, what's he say? In the fire of the Holy Ghost. Feeding the flame. Feeding the flame. I believe it's true. With the flame drops, inspiration, creativity falls. He said this. He says, you're not quite lovers. You're not quite friends after the thrill is gone. And ain't that true? When we lose, when we begin to lose the flame, we begin to lose the thrill, our relationship, even with our relationship with him, we're not really even sure who we are. When we're not thrilled to serve him, when we're not thrilled to worship, we're not thrilled, we're not real sure where we stand with. We're not quite lovers, we're not quite friends. I'm not really sure what we are. You ever have a time in your relationship like that? Because you're not thrilled. The thrill is what lets me, you know what? With me and Cindy, I'm thrilled. Now, I ain't always thrilled, but... But when I'm thrilled, I know where we stand. I know who we are. I know our relationship. It's the same with God. Thrilled. I know who we are. I know our love. I know the friendship. I know what we got together. When we lose the thrill, don't relationships get confused. Relationships get so confused when we lose the thrill. Friends, you can be real good friends, and when you lose the thrill of hanging out together, relationships get really confused then. Marriages get really confused when we lose the thrill. We lose the thrill of just holding hands, lose the thrill of just grinning at each other, lose the thrill. When you lose the thrill of coming and listening to his voice or worshiping him or praising him, you're not really sure what. The relationship gets so confused. Am I talking to anybody? After that, the thrill is gone. I got to hurry up. I got to get where I'm going and finish this thing up. But he says this. What can you do when your dreams come true? They actually come true, but they're not quite what you planned. Ain't that a truth? When you've lost the thrill, you can still be successful. You can still see things come to fruition. You can still see things happen, but there's no satisfaction. There's no joy. There's no meaning in it without the thrill. I remember when the Lord healed me way back of cancer, way back, and how he called me into ministry because he'd healed me. I was healed now. I was on my way to building up and getting strong again. But that was a dream, really. That was a dream fulfilled. But I can remember, and this is how he even called me to preach. I can remember standing at the end of the road. Some of y'all know this story real well. Standing at the end of my road, because at that time, the big chore of the day in my progress of healing and getting stronger was to go to the mailbox. That's just what I did. I get the mail. How many of you, that's a big thing when you ain't done nothing. For months. This is my big thing. I'm going to get the mail. And I went to get the mail and I stood up there and of course me and God had been in pretty heavy conversation anyway for a while. But I remember standing up there and I had such, although I was healed and I was excited about that, I was glad about that, but there was this emptiness. I didn't know why at the time. There was this dissatisfaction. I even told the Lord this. I said, Lord, I don't even understand. I said, you heal me, and though I don't even seem, I don't even feel like I'm living. And then that's when the Lord, more or less, put the word on me. Now, you're going to preach. And I said, oh, hold on here now, Lord. Let's just back this thing up a little bit. I was complaining here. I wasn't looking for a job. How many know complainers need a job? I said, complainers need a job. So just remember that. Especially when they're complaining about something. They need the job of fixing it. But everything was so, so empty. Even though my dream of being healed was there. But he had to give me the thrill. Hey! You got to have the thrill. You can see all kind of dreams come true. I've seen people, they get their dream house. They've got their dream job. They've got their dream life. They've got their dream this, their dream that. And they're dead on the inside. And they're not satisfied with any of it. You know why? Because the thrill is gone. There's no thrill. I tell you what, you could take a little one-room shack and a Volkswagen. I ain't got nothing against Volkswagen. That's just what popped out. A Volkswagen, a TV dinner. Some of y'all don't know what a TV dinner is either. Gosh. A TV dinner. And a glass of purple Kool-Aid. And if you got the thrill, I said, if you thrilled to serve God, if you thrilled about God, you can eat that banquet fried chicken all smacking your lips, happy as a lark, baby. All proud of that grape Kool-Aid. Because there's a thrill. I like having things. It's all right. But I tell you what, I found the thrill. The thrill's what I got to have. All my dreams, they don't matter. I got to have the thrill. That's what I got to have. I know I got to finish. I got to finish, and I got to get where I'm going for this to even make sense, this to even come together. Amen. He says this. He says time passes. Ain't that the truth? Time passes. I'm talking to some of us 40 and 50-somethings now. Maybe you late 30-somethings. 40-somethings, 50-somethings, 60-something. Time passes and you must move on. Now, how many has found this to be true? Half the distance takes twice as long. I'm going to tell you what. I know it's an old carnal song, but there's some truths in this thing. God sanctified them anyway. How many has found, when the thrill is gone, life gets so much harder. Everything gets so much harder. Half the distance takes twice as long when the thrill's gone. Marriage, your work, your calling, getting here on Sunday morning. Serving. Being nice to others. It's harder. You know what? It's not hard to love one another when you're thrilled about him. Hey! I find it right easy to love the most unlovable if I'm loving him. Where it becomes hard is when my relationship with him is a little confused. Because I've lost the thrill. Twice as long, he said. The same distance. This is maybe a good place to examine our heart. Does the same distance take twice? Maybe it's because the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone. Amen. We begin to lose our productivity, our fruitfulness. We begin to lose life. It's not easy anymore. I would say, like the old Ecclesiastes preacher said, whip the iron so it don't take as much energy. Ecclesiastes 10:10. Whip the iron. Make the iron sharp. You know what makes us sharp? The thrill. The thrill of serving him. The thrill. Thank you, Dustin. Thank you for putting a scripture on the board so now they got one scripture to go with this Eagles album. When you've lost the thrill. Go do a big marriage thing tonight. Going to start it. And about a lot of the big problem that it would probably I could discuss in that is because we've lost the thrill. Just let that rain on down. Just let that rain on down. Last two parts, he says this. He says, so you keep on singing for the sake of the song after the thrill is gone. Now I want you to think about this a minute. And I'm not going to beat up on this at all. Because this is what he's saying. This is, the thrill's gone and all we really got is the motions. You just keep singing the same old song. For the sake of the song. You keep singing for the sake of the song. It's about going through the motions. And you know what? When you lose the thrill, that's what you do, ain't it? And the reason I say this, I'm not going to beat up on that because I'm going to tell you what. I believe this with all my heart. The path that will take us back to the thrill is the path of going through the motions. There's been many a time I've lost the thrill. But thank God for the motion. Hey! Thank God that I kept, because this is where people totally lose it. When they stop going through the motion. This book here, God has divinely ordained so many motions in this book for a reason. To give us a path back to the thrill. He instituted even the one of the greatest sacraments, the Lord's Supper. You know what that's for? That's a path. He said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. What is it? It's a path back to the thrill. Oh, he ordained the motion. He ordained worship. Men ought to always pray and never faint. This emotion. It's emotion. He didn't say when you feel like it or when you think you feel like it or when you need to. No, men ought to always go through the motion. They ought to always go through the motion of prayer. Why? Because it takes us back to the thrill. Men ought to, you got breath? He ought to praise the Lord. Because it's a path. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. It's a path. Going through the motion. It's a path that keeps us going, keeps us moving over and over again. I can guarantee you, every one of you in here, if it hadn't been for going through the motions, you'd have been lost the thrill and been long gone. That's why God gave us the Sabbath, the church, our assembling together. Because we're real fickle. We're real strange people. What we're thrilled about today, we may not be this evening. And we need the motion. The constant motion. Well, I don't see why I should go to church all the time. Well, are you thrilled all the time? And when you're thrilled, life's just easier. Life's just better. Life just goes. Everything about life fits together. Last one. And Paul, you can get ready to come here in just a minute. He says, he goes back and he says, same dances, same old shoes. We get careful with the steps we choose. We don't care about winning, but we just don't want to lose. After that, the thrill is gone. Think about that a minute. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that where we get after life, after living some time, after going through some things, after some ups and some downs and some situations and some stuff. We get real careful, don't we? We get real reserved. We just kind of settle in life. We kind of just get in a place. What I see about this, this is somebody who just, you know what? I just want to survive. I just want to survive. I really don't care about winning, but I don't really want to lose. I just want to survive. And the Lord put something on my heart. I got to thinking about that. You know what we need? You know what we need as a church? You know what will take us, back to the place where we're thrilled again? You know what God's people need? You know what people in here this morning who could fit this, who might fit this little statement, this piece of song, where you know, I'm just fine right here. I really don't care about winning, but I don't want to lose. I'm just tired of losing. I'm just tired. You ever get tired of losing? I know it's tough, ain't it? What are we saying? I get tired of trying. I get tired of failing. I get tired of trying. I get tired of failing. That's what this life is, ain't it? That's what serving God is. It's stepping out. It's getting out of the boat and sinking. 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 It's seven times falling and getting up again. And God says, that's a good man. It's failing and falling and coming up again and fighting harder. You know what I think will give us our thrill back? It's the hunger to win again. A desire, you know what? I'm going to win again. I do. I believe that this morning. I believe in this church this morning, if we really had a heart, not just to survive, but to win again, to really win again for victory. I believe there's a thrill back in that. I believe there's a fire back in that. I'm not going to play it safe anymore. I'm not about playing it safe anymore. I'm going to serve God. And you know why? Because I want to win again. I want to win again. And that's what it's about. It's about serving Him so I can win again. So I can keep winning. He's the one that has the life and the life more abundantly. Now, I just want to tell y'all something this morning. Can I tell you maybe why you lost your thrill? Because you did want to play it safe. You did want to play it safe. And I want to tell you something. This serving Jesus, it might be good, but it ain't nothing safe about it. This serving Jesus, guess what? You will lose stuff. And maybe that is why we get into that place where we've lost the thrill and we say, you know what? I don't really care about winning anymore. I'm just tired of losing. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You need to get it back in your heart again that I'm going to win. I'm going to win again. And no matter what I lose, I'm going to win. I'm going to take up this cross. I'm going to deny myself. And I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I ain't playing it safe no more. I'm going to guarantee you right now, if you can get that mindset, get that heart, you'll find the thrill. Because there's a thrill in wanting to win. There's a thrill in wanting to win. Oh! There ain't no thrill in wanting to lose. There ain't no thrill in just trying to survive. I ain't never been thrilled by surviving. I ain't never been on edge just trying to hold out and hope so. Hope a boogeyman don't get me today. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a thrill being moved strategically by Christ Jesus, being moved by the power of God, moving, taking steps out of the boat, taking steps out of familiarity, taking steps out of the carnal, taking steps out of the fleshly man, taking steps out of this life and stepping into His life and saying, you know what, I might not get it all right, but I'm going to win. 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 I am going to win, my brother, and say, I'm going to win. There's some folk in there this morning. That's all you got to do. You got to want to win again. You remember what it was like to serve Him for the win? Don't you? You know what it was like to feel like I'm winning? Woo! Ain't that a thrill? I'm winning. Oh, I might be like Rocky, that Rocky movie, where it looks like I'm getting beat up right now. Remember the old movie? Adrian! Remember? We're in Rocky now. Remember? Remember he said, old Nick, or whoever he was, asked Polly, what's he doing? Oh, he's just getting the snot beat out of him. Remember? Getting the snot beat out of him. You know what he said? This was a great part of the movie. It's what he said. He's winning! He's winning! He was about this close from laying it out on whoever he was. Remember? I know it's a movie, but it's true. There's a thrill in wanting to win. There's a thrill in wanting to win. There's a thrill in wanting. There's a thrill. There's a thrill when you want to win. I'd like to see it in the eyes of these church people this morning. I want to win. I want to win. Because there's a thrill in that. You ever look into the eyes of someone who don't care about winning? Huh? You look into the eyes of somebody who don't care about winning, and it ain't no thrill, baby. I wouldn't go on no ride with them because it ain't going to be no thrill. I ain't taking no trips with them. I ain't going to eat with them. We ain't going to sit down and supper because all I'm going to hear is a bunch of negative junk. Hey! I want to go eat supper with folk that want to win. I want to get up in the church with a bunch of folk that want to win. I want to praise God. I said I want to praise God with people who say, oh, I want to win. Oh, I want to see Him and look upon His face. Hey, I got to win this thing. I want to be in the mix of that. I want to be in that great multitude. I want to be surrounded by that great cloud of witness. I want to be around folk who say, bless God, I might bleed half the way there, but I'm going to win. I want to win. I want to win. I want to win. I just want to win. There's a thrill. There's a thrill, bro. I don't preach messages just to get by. Well, this is Sunday. I got to preach one to get by. And if I can just get home, I can watch the Pocono race and I'll kick back. I want to win. Every time I show up, I come to win. Come to win souls. Come to win hearts. Come to win encouragement. Come to win some kind of strength. And come to win faith. Hey! Tell your neighbor, I got to win. Tell your neighbor, I got to win. Tell your neighbor, I got to win. I got to get the thrill back. I got to get the thrill back. I got to win. I got to get the thrill back. I said, I got to get the thrill back. I got to win this thing. Come on, let's stand in this place. Hey! 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 He's just going to have another altar call right here. Yeah, we're going to go through the motion. As I said, we're going to go through the motion. Because it's in this motion right here where people can get the thrill back. Hey! I know we have an altar call every service we have. I know we do. Every service we have. We never, you know what? We're going to keep going through them. I said, it's in the motion. They're going to play another song. They're going to sing another song. We're going to go through the motion. He's preaching to the same old people, trying to get the same old people. Well, I'm trying to get a thrill back up in your heart. Ah, that you might be thrilled, where life will be better.